This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, people are asking the question again, how do we stop school shootings after this shooting in Florida with, what's his name, Cruz, Nicholas Cruz, killed at least 17 people at the school that he used to attend. But I got to say, I got to challenge you, is that even a legitimate question? In other words, how do you reduce school shootings to zero? Well, the only way to do that, it turns out, is to give up your liberty for security. In other words, if you have a totalitarian police state that controls all the guns, that controls all the movement of all the people, that surveils and tracks everybody, basically a police state regime might be able to reduce citizen violence against other citizens to a very, very low rate. But in order to do that, you would end up living under a state where the government commits mass violence against thousands of times more people than the number being killed in, let's say, school shootings. You know, if you give up liberty for security, you end up with neither. You don't have liberty or security. That's the big takeaway that people need to realize. Now, I understand that we all want to see innocent lives protected. We all want to see fewer school shootings. We'd love to see zero. But in the real world, there are evil people. And some people want to kill other people, and they will find ways to do so. Even if you take away the guns, they'll run over people with vehicles. Can someone, some psycho, kill 17 innocent students with a car or a van? Yes, of course. Can they kill people with knives or bombs or arson? Of course they can. The problem is that you've got evil in society, and you've got, you know, you have a culture that doesn't even honor life anymore. You have a culture of Hollywood movies of just extreme violence. You've got the left-wing culture of hatred, just absolute hatred. And I guess you also have some extremist groups on the right as well, racist groups or supremacy groups that are also rooted in hatred. So you've got that on both sides. But on the left, the hatred is now mainstream, where on the right, the white supremacy groups, that's not mainstream right-wing stuff. That's like far, far extremist right. Whereas on the left, like I said, hatred and intolerance and insanity is mainstream leftism now. So you've got this culture that is just pushing hatred all the time. You've got this culture where all over Twitter and social media, people are calling for the assassination of Donald Trump or killing Melania Trump or, you know, anybody related to Trump. Someone sent white powder to one of the Trump family members, the left celebrated it online. They celebrated. They wished it were real. They wished that she would have been killed, you know, which is kind of sick. It's that sickness that has become normalized among left-wing culture. Now, this shooter in Florida apparently drilled with some white supremacy right-wing group. So I don't think he was a leftist. I think he was more like a mentally disturbed individual who found some willing group that I had never heard of before. I guess it was some, what's it called, like the Republic of Florida or something like that, or it's like Florida white group or whatever. And I guess he hooked up with them, if we can believe the media, which I don't believe most of the time anyway. But let's say that he did. You got to ask the question, why did he shoot white people? Right? Didn't he kill 17 people? And most of those 17 people were white people. Well, if he's a white supremacist, you know, kind of psycho, Hitler, whatever. And actually, Hitler was a socialist, by the way. Hitler was sort of fascist left wing. But if this guy, this kid, Cruz, if he was such a white supremacist, why was he shooting white people? Right? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. If he's out to have a master race of white people, wouldn't he be shooting people who are not white? I mean, can I ask the question? Does it make any sense? If he thinks white people are the most amazing people in the world and that everybody else should be killed, then why was he shooting white people? So obviously it doesn't make any sense. which leads to the point that this guy was mentally ill. It's mass mental illness that is the problem here. And that gets into so many things. It gets into the chemicals that are in the water supply. It gets into the mass medication of children. This guy was treated for mental health issues. Was he on psychiatric medications? I don't know. But we've seen how psychiatric medications are linked to many, many school shootings over the past 20 years. What food was he raised on? Was he lacking nutrition? Was he lacking good parenting? Was he lacking time in nature? Did he not have any kind of friends? Or maybe his friends turned into bullies. Was he bullied by people? These are not excuses for his behavior. I'm talking about influences on how do you end up with a 19-year-old psychopath, you know, violent kid that runs out and shoots 17 people, or if he couldn't get a gun, maybe he runs over 17 people or otherwise harms so many people. You know what I've seen that all these kids have in common? It's cruelty to animals. And this kid was the same. Nicholas Cruz, he posted photos. I've seen some of them on his social media account that were like bloodied up animals that apparently he thought this was awesome. So he would have pictures of knives and guns and ammunition and dead animals. And there's something about that. Whenever I've seen people who are into dead animals, it's like their soul has been taken over by demonic forces or something. They can't wait to kill people. I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't stand the idea of an animal hurting. Even insects, even a moth or a grasshopper, you know, I can't stand. I mean, I have such compassion for everything that's living, even trees and animals. I mean, to me, someone who is abusing animals is a sicko. But it's this common thread that I've noticed among all these psychopathic mass shooters. They're into like stringing up animals or torturing animals or killing animals. You know, some of them kill other people's cats. I mean, what kind of sicko runs around the neighborhood, you know, killing the neighbor's cats? That's like red flag time. I know many young people who are very well-balanced individuals who are into guns, but they're not psychopaths and they're not into dead animals. It's the dead animals that's the common thread of psychopathy that I've noticed in people who commit these mass shootings. Like, if anything, you know, if we want to prevent these mass shootings as much as possible, I would say, you know, watch out for kids that are into dead animals. Maybe have those kids visited by, you know, competent mental health professionals or something. But even that, all they'd want to do probably is drug them, which we don't need more of. It's like, you know, the answers are not more chemicals. The answers are not just taking away Second Amendment rights from everybody. That's not going to solve it. You know, the answers are not a police state. You know, having like a North Korea police state is not going to save lives. It's going to result in government murder. The answer is we've got to get back in our society to a system that respects life. You know, we've got abortion killing, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of unborn children every year. And it's this culture of death. And the abortion industry is running these billboards now that say abortion is, you know, happiness or whatever they say. They fill in the blank with all these words like abortion is awesome or whatever the word is. These are the sickest billboards. I think one of them said abortion is good medicine. That was one of the billboards I saw. Abortion is good medicine? What? These people are worshiping death. You know, they're all about killing people. They're, you know, killing unborn babies. And, you know, you got Hollywood and the movies. It's all this violence and killing. And even in the pop culture, there's all this killing and violence. And rap music is all about killing people. And we're exploiting people. It's just, it is sick, sick stuff. It's totally sick. And it's the culture that is the problem here. You know, if we had a culture that respected life more, if we had a culture where students or kids were taught more of, you know, frankly, biblical principles or even principles of civility from any religion, even if it wasn't the Bible, let's say it's the Quran or whatever it happens to be, you know, all the religious teachings of the world at some level teach some amount of civility. if we had more young people just exposed to these ideas of treating others the way you want to be treated and respecting life and not murdering people and having compassion for living beings, then I think we would have a more balanced society. I think we would have fewer killings and fewer psychopaths and fewer mass shootings, which should be one of the goals, of course. And we don't have to turn into a totalitarian police state that takes away everybody's Second Amendment rights and free speech rights and privacy rights and all these things, because that's not the answer either. Although that's what the left wants. They just want to take away everybody's freedoms and call it a peaceful society. Well, it's not really peaceful if you're living under a totalitarian regime that controls everything, controls your thoughts and controls your speech and monitors you all the time, and you have no privacy and you have no freedom. That's not the answer. So think about all these issues. I'm putting this out there because we need to have some very serious discussions about all of this. None of us want to see this violence taking place, but some of the answers or solutions that are being pushed by bureaucrats are more dangerous than the school shootings themselves. You look at North Korea. How many thousands or tens of thousands of people are in the gulag prisons in North Korea because the government didn't like them? You know, there's no due process, there's no liberty, there's no freedom. And the citizens of North Korea can't rise up against their own government and overthrow tyranny because they don't have Second Amendment rights. Guns are banned from the citizens there, which is the way that totalitarian regimes want it. So be very cautious about anybody who's saying the answer is to take away your guns. That's not the answer. It wasn't people's guns that caused this shooting. It was a psychopath who has been raised in a culture of extreme violence and disregard for life and may have been influenced chemically by medications or pollutants or heavy metals or other things that we aren't even aware of yet. So keep all that in mind. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com or read my website at naturalnews.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening and join me in praying for those victims of this most recent shooting. Let's hope that we can find reasonable ways to reduce that without giving up our liberty.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.